Blog Talk Radio.
From our Father in heaven. We want deliverance from sin and the consequences of that sin or of those sins. We want our Father to deliver us. See, I want us to turn to Matthew chapter 24. And let's start reading at verse 3. Help me out. You read along with me. In case I'm mispronouncing a word or so, forgive me. I do not want to mispronunciate any word. Let's read Matthew chapter 24. That's in the New Testament. And he sat upon the Mount of Olives, and the disciples came. I'm turning the page. I don't want to turn more than one page. Unto him privately, saying, tell us, when shall these things be? And what shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world? I'm thinking in my other Bible, it says the end of the age. This is where I think we are in right now. And I want you to know and keep continue on, and so that you will know what's happening, and you ask the Lord to forgive you about your sins, and whatever you're doing, stop doing it. You know, you really need to read the Bible before our Father comes. I don't know when he is coming back. I am trying to get you ready as well as myself, so you don't know what's in the word. Verse 3. verse 4. And Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you. Remember, he said, take heed that no man deceive you. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am the Christ, and shall deceive many. And you shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you be not troubled, for these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nations shall rise against nations, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famine and pestilence and earthquakes in diverse places, in different places. Pestilence, we're having that right now. Pestilence, and another word, can be diseases. We are having pestilence right now. People are quarantined on ships. All these things are beginning of sorrow. We are at the beginning of sorrows, and man is trying to contain this pestilence, but it's hard for them to do. I read Psalms 91, protect yourself with Psalms 91. Read that, I will tell you, sheep. All these are the beginning of sorrows. Then shall they deliver you to be afflicted and be killed, and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. I'm going to stop reading here, and I ask that you read Matthew, starting at Matthew 24, all of it, but I just started reading at Matthew 24. I started reading at verse 3 unto verse 8, but I want you to read it all so that you will know what is going on. I have read this to you before, but 9 years ago, when I first started coming out to you all. So you have heard it, but you may not remember it all. I pray that our Father add a blessing to the hearers of this word, and I pray that you all will continue reading this word, even though I have mentioned it to you before. You may have gotten it over the last 9 years, but I have read it to you before. And I ask that God add a blessing to the reader and hearer of his word that are being read to you this day. Now let me introduce myself and the program. The name of this program is To Feed My Sheep Show. I am Sandra Harris, and I say happy Sabbath to everyone that is listening. Those who are followers of mine, and I only have about 3 or 4 followers, I thank you all for listening. We are going to be reading in 1 Samuel chapter 12, where I left off at last Tuesday, because my computer says that we are to read Ruth's redemption assured and Boaz redeemed Ruth, chapters 3 and 4. Well, I have read those chapters to you, and I will be reading 1 Samuel to chapter 12 and 13, if God permits. I ask that you sheep, well, read in your spare time the Ten Commandments, and they are found in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 5, verses 7 through 21, and Exodus, chapter 20, verses 3 through 17. I want you to read the fourth commandment in Exodus, and it tells you to keep the Sabbath holy. The Sabbath day is on a Saturday. Actually, it starts, it's probably starting right now. It starts on the observance of Sabbath day starts on a Friday evening around this time, and it ends on Saturday evening around this time. I ask that you sheep have your three P's ready and handy, and you ask me, well, what are the three P's? And I will tell you, the pen, pencil, and paper, so that you can jot down some of the references or scriptures that I may state. Now, some of you young folks, technically savvy, you have your technological things up, notebooks and notepads and pads, and you can look them up on your computer. And I just barely know how to operate my computer. So, and with that, I will turn to 1 Samuel chapters 12, and I will start reading in a minute. Well, I have found it. Let's start reading 1 Samuel chapter 12. Now, what's showing on the computer was read to you about 3 weeks ago, and I am reading as much as I can to you because I do not know when our Father in heaven will call me, when it's time for me to go. I will go, period. And I will be this situation up to you, sheep. You finish reading your books, your Bibles. And I am trying to read it to you as much as I possibly can. I have had setback, but I am going on in the name of the Lord. Turn to 1 Samuel chapter 12, and I will start reading. I hope that I can pronunciate the words that are before me, and I hope your sheep will understand what I am reading. And Samuel, I start and went verse 1, chapter 12. God says he has hearkened, he has listened. Listening, that's what hearkens means. He has listened to all that you have said to me, and have made you a king over you. And now, behold, the king walketh before you, and I am old and gray-headed, and behold, my sons are with you, and I have walked before you from my childhood until this day. Behold, here I am, witness against me before the Lord, and before he anointed whose on have I taken, or whose ass have I taken? Not to say donkey, but the word in my Bible is saying the word ass have I taken, or whom have I defrauded, whom I have oppressed, whom I have oppressed, or of whose hand have I received any bribe to bind my eyes? Therewith, and I was restored it to you. And they said, thou hast not defrauded us or oppressed us, neither hast thou taken aught of any man's hands. And that aught means zero. I have or nothing. I have aught means zero or nothing of any man's hand. And he said unto them, the Lord is witness against you, and his anointed is witness this day that you have not found aught in my hand. And they answered, here is witness. And Samuel said unto the people, it is the Lord that advances Moses and Aaron, and that brought your fathers out of the land of Egypt. Now therefore stand still, that I may reason with you before the Lord of all righteous acts of the Lord, which he did to you and to your fathers. When Jacob was come into Egypt, and your fathers cried unto the Lord, then the Lord sent Moses and Aaron, which brought forth your fathers out of Egypt, and made them dwell in this place. And when they forgot the Lord their God, he sold them into the hand of Sisera, captain of the host of Hazar, that's spelled Hezor, and into the hand of the Philistines. It's supposed to be a Philistine, and into the hand of the king of Moab. And they brought, and they fought against them, and they cried unto the Father, unto the Lord, and said, we have sinned because we have forsaken the Lord. And forsaken means abandoned or left the Lord, and served Balaam. Balaam is the god of the devil. And they have served Balaam and Astaroth. Balaam is spelled B-A-A-L-I-M. And Astaroth is spelled A-S-H-T-I-A-R-O-T-H. Astaroth. Let me spell that again. A-S-H-T-A-R-O-T-H. But now delivered us out of the hands of our enemies, and we will serve thee. And the Lord sent Zerubbabel, this spelled J-A-J-E-R-U-B-B-A-A-L, and Bedan, that's spelled B-E-D-A-N, and Joseph is spelled J-E-P-H-T-H-A-H, and Samuel, and delivered you out of the hands of your enemies on every side, and ye dwell safe. And when you saw that Nashon, the king of the children of Moab, came against you, you said unto me, nay, the king shall reign over us when the Lord your God was your king. Now, therefore, behold, the king whom you have chosen and whom you have desired, and behold, the Lord has set a king over you, and you will fear the Lord and serve him and obey his voice and not rebel against the commandments of the Lord. And then you shall both ye and also the king that reign R-E-A-G-N-E-T-H rule over you. Reign means to rule over you. Continue following the Lord your God. So Samuel is telling them that you have a king over you, and you and your king shall follow my commandments, and the Lord will rule over you. But if you will not obey the voice of the Lord, but rebel against the commandments of the Lord, then shall the hand of the Lord be against you, as it was against your fathers. Now, therefore, stand and say this great thing which the Lord will do for you before your eyes. Is it not wheat harvest to you today? I will call unto the Lord, and he shall send thunder and rain, and ye may perceive and see your wickedness is great, which you have done in the sight of the Lord, in asking you a king. So I perceive these two response. Hamlet, verse 18. And Samuel called unto the Lord, and the Lord sent thunder and rain that day, and all the people greatly feared the Lord and Samuel, and the people said unto the Lord, said unto Samuel, pray for thy servants unto the Lord your God, that we die not, for we have added unto all our sins this day to ask us a king. And Samuel said unto the people, fear not, ye have done all this wickedness, yet turn aside from following, yet turn not aside from following the Lord, but serve the Lord with all your heart, and turn ye not aside from. Then shall you go after vain things, useless or nothing, vain things, which cannot profit nor deliver, for they are vain. Vain means useless and nothing. For the Lord will know not, for the Lord will not forsake his people for his great name, because it has passed the Lord to make you, it has pleased the Lord to make you his people more over as me, as for me, God forbid that I should sin against the Lord, increasing and ceasing to pray for you. But I will teach you the good and the right way. Only God, only fear the Lord, and serve him in truth with all your heart, and consider how great things he has done for you. But if you shall be still and do wickedly, you shall be consumed, both you and your king. That is reading of chapter 12. Hopefully you have understood what I have read to you. I will start reading chapter 13 for your hearing. Saul reigned 1 year. Reign means to have ruled 1 day, 1 year. And when he had reigned 2 years over you, when he again reigned means ruled 2 years LU. Saul chose him 3,000 men of Israel, where 2,000 of them with Saul in Mishmash and in Mount Bethel, and 1,000 were with Doeg and Gibeah. This spelled G-A-B, let me spell it again for your hearing, G-I-B-E-A-H of Benjamin, and the rest of the people he sent there. He sent Gary, man, to his tent. He sent every man to his tent. And Jonathan smote the garrison of Philistine. The garrison is a troop or a group of troops. That's what a garrison is. A Philistine that was in Geba, and the Philistines heard of it, and Saul blew the trumpet throughout the land, saying, "Let the Hebrews hear." And all Israel heard, saying that Saul smitten a garrison of the Philistines, and that Israel also was had in abomination with the Philistines. And let's see. And the people were called together, and Saul to Gilgal, that's spelled G-I-L-G-A-L. And the Philistines gathered themselves together to fight with Israel, 30,000 chariots and 6,000 horsemen and people at the sand which is on the seashore in multitude. And they came up and pitched in Mishmash. Pitch means to set up their tents in Mishmash. That's spelled M-I-C-H-M-A-S-H. Eastward from Beth Even. When the men of Israel saw that they were in a strait, for the people did hide themselves in caves and thickets and in rocks. Thickets means like trees or bushes and in rocks and in high places and in pits. And some of the Hebrews went over Jordan to the land of Gad and Gilead, spelled G-I-A-L-E-A-D. And Saul, he was yet in Gilgal, that's spelled G-I-L-G-A-L. I pronounce it Gilgal. And all the people followed him trembling, and the chariot, and he tarried. Tarried means to wait, and he waited a days according to the set time that Samuel had appointed. But Samuel came not to Gilgal, and the people were scattered from him. And Saul said, "Bring hither a burnt offering." Bring hither means bring there to this place a burnt offering for me and a peace offering. And he offered the burnt offering, and it came to pass as soon as he had made an end of the offering, the burnt offering, behold, Samuel came, and Saul went out to meet him, that he might salute him. And Samuel said, "What hast thou done?" And Samuel and Saul said, "Because I saw that the people were scattered from me, and that you comest not within the day of the appointed, and that the Philistines gathered themselves together at Mizmah, M-I-C-H-M-A-E-S-H, therefore," said I, "the Philistine was come down upon me to Gilgal," that's G-I-L-G-A-L, "and I have made a supplication," a supplication is prayer, "unto the Lord for myself, therefore, an offering, and offer a burnt offering." And Samuel said to Saul, "Thou hast done foolishly. Thou hast not kept the commandments of the Lord thy God, which he commanded thee. He commanded thee. But now would the Lord have established thy kingdom upon Israel forever." See, Samuel wanted, see, God doesn't come on time to some people. He comes when he gets ready to. And God, the prayer, he had not come when at the appointed time. So Samuel went and did what he thought was best. He should have waited on our Father in heaven. Let me start reading verse 13 again. "And Samuel said unto Saul, What hast thou done foolishly? Saul hath done foolishly. Thou hast not kept the commandments of the Lord thy God, which he commanded thee. For now would the Lord be established there to a kingdom on Israel forever. But now the kingdom shall not, but now thy kingdom shall not continue. But the Lord has sought him a man after his own heart, and the Lord has commanded him to be captain over his people, because thou hast not kept that which the Lord commanded thee. And Samuel arose and got himself up from Gilgal to Gibeth, G-A-B-A-T, G-I-B-E-A-H of Benjamin. And Saul remembered the people that were present with him, about 600 men. And Saul and Jonathan, his son, and the people that were present with him abode in Gibeah, G-I-B-E-A-H, of Benjamin. But the Philistine encamped in Mishmash, and the spoilers came out of camp, out of the camp of the Philistine in three companies. One company turned into the way that leadeth unto Ophrah, and the other to the land of Shaul. And the Shaul is spelled S-H-U-I-L. That's A-L. S-H-U-A-L. Another company turned the way to Beth Horon, and another company turned to the way of the border that looked to the valley of Zebulun. I will stop here. That's spelled Z-E-B-O-I-M, Zebulun, towards the wilderness. I will stop at verse 19, and let's say the Lord's Prayer, and I will mark its start at verse 19. We will finish reading chapter 1 Samuel chapter 13. We will start at verse 19. We will start at chapter 13 and start at reading at verse 19 next Tuesday when we come back. Let's have a closing prayer to our Father in heaven. Father, thank you for protecting us and keeping watch over us for saying, I thank you for keeping me so that I can oh, Father, I do not want to cause keeping us I said his prayer in Yeshua's name, that he continues to watch over us and protect us. In Jesus' name, and if it's your will, Father, in James chapter 2, in James chapter 4 and 15, verse 15, if it's your will, I will be back Tuesday at 10 a.m. Excuse me, see, I can't help it. So. If you want to escape, go to Google Play, iTunes, CarPlay, Apple Play, and purchase this record. High and lift it up.
Father, help your children. Don't let them fall by the side of of the road. And teach them to love one another, that heaven might find a place in their heart. Down.